Hi, Mike.
Hi.
Happy with practice today?
Yeah, it was all right.
Russell Davis, what's the update on him?
He hurt his heel. I believe it's plantar fascia. I believe that's the term they used. He'll be in a boot. And actually, the fact that it was a clean tear, according to the trainers, is better than a partial. So they'll put him in a boot, and he should be ready around the week of our first ball game, I would think.
What about Robbie today? When he wasn't there, was he?
Robbie's having surgery on his elbow. He has some bone chips in his left elbow, and they've been really bothering him for about a week. I guess they kind of, it's an occupational hazard for a lineman, and so the theory was to get it fixed, get it cleaned up. It's kind of a clean out thing with the chips, and we're hoping for 7 to 10 days, maybe a little bit longer, but he should be ready for the first game.
In the meantime, you get a look at some young guys.
Well, Spencer goes back to center now. Uh-huh. So Spencer will play center, and we'll look at the young guys at guard.
Spencer, how did he do in the game?
He did okay. We had some assignment mistakes, probably a little understandable for a young guy playing, for his first big chance playing. But all in all, he did okay, I thought.
He got Bowler back. What's the plan with him? Kind of continue to even?
Yeah, I don't know if he's going to play this week, but it's nice to have him back on the field. And we have a few guys coming back Wednesday to practice. And then there's quite a few of them targeted to play in the third preseason game against San Diego.
Who's coming back Wednesday? Grant?
Yeah.
Rocky.
He's one of them. Rocky. I don't know. There's a list somewhere.
That'll change things for you, though, for the better, to get guys back. And
always. You got to get. But, it is what it is. So the young guys, this is a great opportunity for them to practice and play and show in the game. And that's how guys make football teams. When the starter gets hurt, and then I get my chance, and I go in and play. And so, of course, you want your starters there and for continuity and practice and everything, but it is what it is.
Coach, you kind of have to split your focus. You're trying to correct what happened Saturday or what didn't happen, but you're still teaching. It's sort of a split focus, isn't it?
Yeah, it is, Tony. But absolutely, we have to correct the things first. So our focus this morning was on corrections. The players see the film for the first time today at 4. We were sloppy in some areas. The biggest thing that bothered me was our procedural penalties, which we had a couple holding penalties, but all in all, most of the penalties were procedural penalties, and those are things that I just don't expect to happen all that much, and they happened too many times in the first game.
Is that normal for a first preseason game?
No, I don't think so. I think, it can be if you're not concentrating. It can be, but I don't ever expect that. We've played cleaner first games than that one, mm-hmm. and we were playing at home.
Yeah.
Coach, when you deal with Matt going into a game, I know he's going to play a limited amount of...
Matt.
I'm sorry, Hasselbeck.
Yeah.
And it's a limited amount of plays he's going to get. How do you get him to be comfortable with getting the tempo the way he wants it and you want it when it's a lot of new receivers, a lot of new linemen, and obviously a limited amount of plays?
Well, he has to do his job. They all have their jobs to do, and the quarterback's job is to set the tempo, get the huddle going, rally the guys. That's what he's supposed to do, regardless of who's playing. He has his job to do. So he's very professional about it. He's good at it. And they respond to him. So if he goes into the game prepared and doing his thing, then the other guys usually respond.
Do you have to deal with his own frustration level sometimes, too? I mean, how does that play, particularly in preseason?
Did he tell you he was frustrated?
No. No, I'm just asking if that were the case.
Oh, no. He has no frustrations anymore.
Oh, okay. That's it. Well, neither do you, right?
No.
Okay.
With Robbie... the line we saw today, is that pretty much how you'll do it for the Indy game, then, just unless something else happens?
The way we did it today?
He put Sims at left guard.
Sims will be at left guard, and after that, I'm not sure. We'll have to see.
Okay. What did you see from Sims today?
He had a good game. I would say his thing, he's got to play lower, but he showed good speed, he showed good toughness. He just got to play the game a little bit lower. He can't maul, and he's a strong man. And I think in college, every once in a while, you can get up high and kind of maul people. It's harder to do here.
Do you see with Ashworth, kind of him backing up several positions on that line,
yeah,
if need be?
Yeah, that's how we're doing it. right away. He's most comfortable left tackle, you know, but he can play guard. He can play right tackle. So he's going to have to learn them all.
What do you learn about Spencer just in the first couple of weeks to get him played out?
Yeah, he's an eager guy who is strong and willing to work and a good football player. He's a good football player. He's learning two positions, guard and center. But he played most of the game at guard his first game, and then now he's going to play center in the second one. But he's fine. He's a good player, and I'm glad we have him.
Are you getting concerned about a D-tackle? Not really running out of bodies, but you keep getting guys, you know, getting pretty thin.
Well, we get some of them back. You know, as soon as we get people back, we're not very, very thin. You know, and that's the problem. You come in training camp, and so if we have all our guys back, then we're okay. In fact, we're better than okay. We're fine.
Anything else?
Thanks, okay.